The photo, as well as the feet, actually belong to Sydney Leathers, a political activist and cam model who you might recall from Anthony Weiner's investigation in 2016.
Sydney Leathers!
He really opened the chaos ruin. Like, it all goes back to him.
Yep.
I mean, the entire reason Trump's president.
He is.
Yes, it's true.
He's president because of the horny congressman.
Oh, my God. And he never even had sex with the women.
Never. Not a single time.
He
just wanted to text them, guess who has a boner.
He destroyed the president.
I gotta say, like, I'm just really proud because she is also a Hoosier girl. And it's nice when we get out of the small towns, you know.
He destroyed his career, his marriage, and the presidency, the potential presidency of Hillary Clinton, to not have sex, to send pictures of his bulging underwear.
Which, just by the way, holding his own
child,
baby.
Freak. One of the biggest things
utter,
ever.
He's not even saying like to scale, like how guys will put it next to a coffee can.
Oh, God.
But we don't know how big that baby is, so like he could be.
That could be a preemie. You don't know. You could have got that out of the ICU.
He's like everything for the next century is going to trace back to some wiener thing. It's going to trace right back to him. He's like his family had some probably like multi-generational pact with some merchant who sold them a cursed vase or something. It just, there's some portal to Satan through him, and he never even fucked them. Yep. He never even took out his dick.
No. David Lynch character. He makes no sense. His perversion makes no sense.
I just want to read finally from Reddit user Jokes on You. And like, listen to this. And like, this is a guy who's just, you know, admirably just open. Like, I'm a foot fetishist. Like, I know everything about feet. I love sucking toes. I love looking at women's feet. I'm just a Reddit pervert for women's feet. Can't get enough of them. But listen to his like response about like the like fact checking and like what is objective information and reality in the times we're living now. And like just listen to how like much more sense and how much more sensible this is than literally anything else. He says, as the internet has grown, it's become increasingly segregated, and debunking false information is more difficult. For all I know, there are Facebook groups and forums where the veracity of this image isn't doubted, and there are definitely countless other fake images floating around. It's relatively easier to ban the big names, e.g. Alex Jones, from media sites, but it's impractical to police everything that goes on. Now we also have governments and well-funded organizations with sophisticated online strategies to promote unrest or certain political positions. This issue will get worse before it gets better.
Go off, Toe Sucker 69.
I just want to say shout out to the real heroes out there, the mods on WikiFeet that are like literally stopping fake news from happening.
Yeah. Right.
That guy's just so civic-minded, though. Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah. It's what a guy.
We have to remember, for every Anthony Weiner, there is a good, honest, decent pervert
Absolutely.
Out there who's fighting the good fight.
Yeah, Orwell said, if there's hope, it lies with the perverts.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys, they just punch into their job. They're thinking about like women who are 50 feet tall just stomping on them all day, but they like help people out, they help like old ladies cross the street. If they're a truck driver, they fucking pull down their thing when kids do this.
Yeah.
That was a fun thing I did as a child because there wasn't much going on.
Yeah, it was super. That was wonderful. And all those men, they went home and they looked at pictures of like Jennifer Aniston blown up to be 60 feet tall and superimposed themselves being stomped on or whatever. And they vote, they pay taxes. Yeah. They shovel
and
snow.
They care about their future.
Yeah. Don't let those big city perverts like Weiner fool you.